And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. This is Stuart Mandel from The Athletic. Ed Ogeron fired from LSU on Sunday morning despite beating Florida the day before. He will be paid his full buyout, and he will continue to coach for the rest of this season. All in all, a very unusual situation. Yes, he had been on the hot seat for some time, but it's still hard to believe that a guy who not only won the national title in 2019, but actually assembled one of the most dominant teams in the history of the sport, is out of a job less than 2 years later, and clearly the school had already made up its mind because this came out the morning after what was actually a really big win for LSU. I would strongly recommend going on The Athletic and reading Brody Miller's story, breaking down all that went wrong for Ed Ogeron in the last couple years after winning the national title, including some details you have definitely never seen before about some things that were going on off the field.
This had been going on for a little bit, because at one point I remember saying, if you win, you know, the next two games, does that change it? And he was like, I think they've already made their decision, essentially. And so when they beat Florida, even with like half a team, I don't think that wasn't changing anything, you know, like it's just a matter of when does this get finalized in terms of the contract and everything. And this isn't like a for cause thing. They're going to have to pay him a lot of money to go away. And I think the key things here is, basically, Ed Ogeron was not the guy that the new AD or relatively new AD Scott Woodward had hired. He's not the one, you know, he was there before. So it's crazy in this regard. It's 21 months from the time he wins a national title. And Scott Woodward and the new president, they want somebody else in there. So we'll see who they end up hiring. But it was just kind of, the whole thing was a little bizarre in the regard of, it's kind of unprecedented in this regard, because I've said this before, people can talk about the Gene Chizik comparison, but it's really not the same thing, just because Chizik had the 1 year. And I think that in this case, you know, Scott Woodward has made some splashy hires. I mean, he got Chris Peterson when he was at Washington, he got Jimbo when he was at A&M. And now, obviously, the bar is going to be sky high, because not only do you have to win a national title, like, you better not have an off year after the national title, or else they will fire you.
Yeah, it's very NFL-like. It's very what have you done for me lately. Now, I think that there was an appearance of instability because he hired Bo Pelini last year, and it blew up in his face spectacularly. You know, he changes out both sides of the ball this year with young, unproven coordinators, and they start 3-3 and with a bad loss at Kentucky. And I think people just felt like, you know, the national title season, he got hailed for the hire of Joe Brady. Obviously, he brought in Joe Burrow. It wasn't like schools were beating down their door to bring in Joe Burrow. Like, he did everything right for that season, and they had a remarkable season, one of the best in the history of the sport. And then it just seemed like after that, he couldn't make a right decision. Now, I do think that if this had come out a week ago, everybody would be like, yeah, makes sense. They just beat Florida 49-42. Their running game that was so dormant before took off. I'm not saying one game changes the whole course of your program by any means, but it's just weird timing to have this come out. And he gets to go on a victory tour. I think this is, I mean, the story of him after the 2019 season was kind of a feel-good story of a guy who is you know, born and bred Louisiana. When you think Louisiana, you think Coach O, having this big redemption, and then Less than 2 years later, he's out. This leads to the obvious question. Who does LSU go after now?
That's a good question. I mean, I reported on our Big Noon show Saturday morning that from my sources that there is a lot of interest from some influential people inside LSU who are really high on Mel Tucker from Michigan State. Now, Mel Tucker was a Nick Saban assistant. He worked there in the early 2000s. He knows the SEC well, not just from his time at LSU, but then obviously he coached under Saban in Alabama and coached as Kirby Smart's defensive coordinator. He's done a really nice job at Michigan State, but he's only in year two there. They're 7-0. The interesting part of this is I don't know if Mel Tucker would make that move, because remember, it was pretty awkward for him to make the move out of Colorado after 1 year to go to Michigan State.
Boy, it is going to absolutely just crush Michigan State fans if they lose another coach to LSU. Michigan State is 7-0. They will be 7-0 going into the Michigan game on October 30th. This is quite a high that the program is on right now. And so I can see it either way. I could see him being loyal to Michigan State, given the timing, or I could see him being like, you know, I don't know if I can win a national. I can have a lot of success here. I don't know if I can ever win a national title here. The last three LSU coaches have all won national titles. The last two of those have now been fired, which is tells you how cutthroat it is. It's kind of like the way people view Auburn is really more LSU now. But, we did that. You guys did that best jobs survey. You surveyed a bunch of coaches around the country about a month ago. What are the top five jobs in college football? And LSU was one of them. So they should have their pick of the litter.
The kind of crazy thing you mentioned, Les Miles getting fired, that actually happened, though, about almost 10 years after he won the national title. Like, if you look at what he did the next 2 years, I'm not saying he should have been fired for that reason after, but he had a 500 record in the SEC the next two seasons after winning the national title. I didn't realize that until looking back at it, you know, this morning. But then he ended up a couple of years after having the 500 record, they were 8-0 and played for the national title against Alabama. It's just, hey, the expectations are, you know, sky high, especially when the expectations are you got to deal with Nick Saban. I mean, there's nobody else in terms of anyone that's in your division. That makes it that much harder. And I'm interested to see how, you know, who they get from here, right? If you don't get Jimbo Fisher, who obviously had worked at LSU on Saban's staff, and it's going to take a lot to get him because he's paid a fortune. I have no idea where that is. It's very, very, it's just a really interesting dynamic all around on a lot of levels.
Including, it's been a long time since I can remember since a coach got fired midseason and they let him play it out. Ron Zook comes to mind. I believe somebody on Twitter just said the same thing with Will Muschamp. It used to be fairly common, but I mean, imagine if they run the table, imagine if they beat Alabama and he's gone. It's going to be interesting to watch. It's such a bizarre thing when you think about it. Like the same fans who have been clamoring for him to be fired are now going to turn around and give him kind of an appreciation tour. I would assume, I would think they're not going to boo him. They're going to cheer him because he did win them a national title.
You know, the other part is you mentioned the really inexperienced coordinators he has. Like yesterday against Florida was actually an impressive showing by Jake Peets, the offensive coordinator, who had really struggled before that. But look, now this is, I guess that's game seven. And I'm not expecting them to all of a sudden go on the run where, let's say, they would finish the second half of the season going 5-1. I would have thought if they had done that, they would have been safe, or he would have been safe. But, you know, like, I mean, so much I feel like this is like how good are your coordinator hires, right? I mean, Joe Brady, who wasn't technically the offensive coordinator, was a really good hire. The special teams guy, Greg McMahon, has been a terrific hire too. But as you mentioned, I think so much of what really started to have this thing go south was the Bo Pelini hire. And you know, at that point, I, you know, again, like I said, when you're working for an AD who didn't hire you at a place where there are a lot of people who have just, you know, the highest expectations, it's a really, really interesting dynamic. I know, you know, a bunch of people, you know, had said, oh, well, there's, you know, the Title IX case, and I'm not, you know, I'm not diminishing that because he was mentioned in one of the lawsuits, but from what I've heard, they were going to pay him over $17 million. You know, that's not a part of this. This is just, they want their own guy in there. That's as simple as that.
Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story, and ask your Google assistant to quote, play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 33% on an annual subscription to The Athletic.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.